The farmer's role in D-Day. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, today, June 6th, is the 69th anniversary of D-Day, and while we salute and remember all of those who fought, we also want to take the time to commemorate those behind the scenes, like our nation's farmers, who ensured that those fighting were
ready to fight, ready to produce, ready to do whatever was needed because they were well-fed.
In fact, USDA historical expert Ann Eflin says that farmers played a critical role in the entire war effort, as 30 months before the invasion, President Roosevelt told American farmers,
"You have a most grave responsibility to the nation now and for the duration of this war."
And Eflin says U.S. farmers rose to that challenge despite some difficult circumstances.
There were restrictions on use of rubber and steel, which affected use of farm machinery. So there was a lot of effort to help farmers understand how to better repair machinery that they already had, to share machinery around different regions to be sure there was enough.
But of course, the biggest shortage was labor, with many farmers being drafted to fight.
So there were efforts to mobilize women, rural women, and bring in women from urban areas to mobilize high school boys and girls to work on the farms.
And efforts to guide farmers to grow things better suited for wartime.
Oil seed crops, for example, that could be good livestock feed and provide oil, which was also could be used for industrial purposes to overcome some of our shortage of oil, because that's a heavily used material for the armed forces.
And because of all of these efforts, President Roosevelt was able to tell the nation,
"There is enough food today for all of us, and enough left over to send to those who are fighting with us."
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.